Today we're talking with Michael Long, the co-author of The Molecule of More, How a Single Chemical in Your Brain Drives Love, Sex, and Creativity, and Will Determine the Fate of the Human Race. Trained as a physicist, Michael is also an award-winning playwright and screenwriter, most recently honored as a winner of the 2018 Neil LaBute New Theater Festival. He lectures on writing at Georgetown University, where he's been on faculty for 11 years. You can read more about him at mikelongonline.com and also check out his new book, The Molecule of More, at amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble. Welcome to I Remember, a podcast about the power of reminiscing to increase your self-esteem and sense of meaning in life. I'm Eileen Fine. Through conversations with guests from the worlds of art, nature, science, and culture, I take you on a journey of these kinds of mindful moments that are unique to each of us, but experienced by all of us, that have changed the course of our lives. All designed to give you a feel-good feeling and help you be mindful of your own moments of self-resilience and connection. That opportunity starts now. This is I Remember. So today we're talking with Mike Long. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. And Mike is taking us back to what year?
I'm going to go back to 2016, not very far back at all.
And what is making you focus on that year?
Well, actually, today, as we're talking, is directly related to what happened in 2016. I have a new book. I'm a writer, and I've written books for other people, but the first book that I actually wrote myself with my name on it is in stores right now. And on at the end of February 2016, we actually secured an agent for our work, my co-author and I. And that was the culmination of a lot of things. And that's that moment when the agents began to call is the point of the spear, if you will, the tip of the spear, and on that hangs a tail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I would imagine the amount, you know, in creating something, it kind of is a part of your soul, really, that you're putting out there, and how vulnerable you have to be, and how much of yourself you have to put out there, you know, on a shelf, rejection
really
and waiting. Yeah.
It really is, and if I may, I'll tell you, people who write books understand a few things about the industry, and one of the things is that if you have an idea for a nonfiction book, you write what's called a proposal, which summarizes the marketplace and has a lot of technical information in it. It says, "This is the book I'd like to write. Will you pay me for it?" And before you spend any time writing a book, you circulate a proposal. Well, my friend and I were very passionate about an idea in neuroscience. My friend's a psychiatrist. I was trained as a physicist, and now I work as a writer. And we were very excited about this back in 2014. And we said, you know, instead of doing it the way writers do, which is to write a proposal and then find out if it's worth writing, we said, as friends, we're going to spend our time together and write this book without any assurances that the time we spent will be paid for. We'll just do this because we're passionate about it. And so my co-author, Daniel Lieberman, and I spent the better part of 2 years writing a book together with no assurance that anyone would ever see it, let alone that anyone would ever buy it. Then that leads to the moment. After all these hours we spend together, pushing back and forth with one another and doing research and really becoming even closer friends than we had been before, the moment came to finally ask that question. Are there business interests? Will someone care as much as we do about this passion project? And at the end of February, in February 2016, we sent it out. And within 24 hours, we had heard back from agents who said, yes, you were right. We like this. We'd love to work with you. And that moment was the linchpin, was the hinge of my life over the past 6 years.
Yeah, and I mean, talk about like a culmination, really, of, you know, we talk about moments of love and joy and peace, and honestly, that's like a culmination of all of them, because here you had, you know, validation and acceptance of like love from a community of others that said yes to your idea. I mean, joy in that, yeah, you have a contract. And then just the peace to know that you were right in what it is that you thought would be important to others. Like being, I always think of that peace, you know, being serenity when you're in the flow of things, and that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and that when that happens, the right people and the right things show up.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I agree with everything you just said. And I have a thing to add to it, which I know from the work that you do and what I know about you personally, I think you'll find this the most joyful outcome of all. And that is, while it was validating for the agents to come to us, several agents came to us immediately and wanted to work with us. What is so joyful to me is that once we got there, we didn't care. We certainly wanted to share the book, but if no one had wanted and we couldn't sell it, the experience of growing closer to my friend and having this intellectual journey into this topic was so, I don't want to say blissful, that's not quite the word, but it was so satisfying in itself. It was all of a sudden the journey was the thing that mattered. Now, I'm not saying we didn't care if we sold it. We did. But we had so much of a benefit from the journey to get to that point that if it hadn't sold, well, that would have been okay, because we took our prize in another way. Mm-hmm. So it was a wonderful outcome even in that level.
Yeah, and I would say probably that's probably part of the reason that it did, is because the journey itself was a success for you. And I think that when you are doing what you love, it sends out kind of a, not to sound too crunchy, but there's an energy that is magnetic, and it just brings others to you. So it's just natural that other people would want to be a part of that, because you already were a success in your own minds, because you had the process of doing it was the thing that was most joyful.
I think confidence and a joy that comes just from yourself is the sort of thing that attracts good people and people who are going to be good for your life.
Yeah. So what, I mean, that's an incredible experience. What did that kind of teach you in next steps and other things? And you have your book, and what else is happening now? Like that arc of energy that it gave you.
Well, I'll tell you, it validated something that I had sensed for a long time. And that is that whatever you're doing for a living, and it does matter what you do for a living, for this reason, if you're not doing something that brings you fulfillment, you need to stop, and you need to find something else. Because if you think you're doing it for the money, or to be famous, or to be well known, or the king of your industry, that only goes so far. Mm-hmm. If you don't find joy in the work itself, you could be living a more full or a fuller life. And I think that was a truth that I had been approaching over the years, and this experience really demonstrated. It was like the universe just sort of saying, Mike, do you get it now? This is about the journey.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I look at what's ahead, and I'm fortunate as a writer to be able to say, well, you know, as long as I can pay my bills, the criteria I apply to new work is this something that will amuse me today? Mm-hmm. And I'll take that. That's a good way to live. Now, it may not be that way tomorrow, and I may be begging on the streets for work. But right now, I am fortunate enough to be able to say, let's spend Mike's energy on things that build his happiness, that build his joy. And so that's what this experience has done. It's given me greater confidence to trust the journey.
Well, I think it's a fabulous philosophy. And I mean, we don't have control of what tomorrow will bring anyway, right? So, and anything can happen. So the most you can do is just live within today. And as you're saying, find the most joy and have the most connection that you can to the true self that lives inside of you, to other people, to kind of that's bigger than you, and let tomorrow will take care of itself, because it will. There is only so much control we have anyway.
And I'll tell you, it's ironic. By the way, I should say it. My publisher would kill me if I didn't say the book is called The Molecule of More, How a Single Chemical in Your Brain Drives Love, Sex, and Creativity and Will Determine the Fate of the Human Race, The Molecule of More. And the thing is that a lot of us talk about the things you and I are discussing right now about being happy in the moment and about the balance between wanting something and actually liking it. And this book is the first book to actually put the science behind that. There mm-hmm. is hard science that explains it, and a chemical called dopamine in your brain, which controls a lot of this. And it's so good to be able to look at the feelings that we have and the sort of emotion-driven sense we have about why we do what we do, and to read a book that says, you know what, let me explain to you why your body works this way. Mm-hmm. It's written straightforward by a scientist and a physicist. The physicist is me, who is also a playwright and a screenwriter. So people find it not only interesting but comforting at the same time to say, There's science. It's not just my imagination. This is science, and it'll help you organize your life a little better.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I mean, what we talk about in breath work, from a meditation standpoint, is that people are so hard on themselves that they can't get to that place in meditation because their mind is wandering. And what I talk about is that your breath is physiologically, you are tapping into the vagus nerve that lives inside of your diaphragm. And by doing that, you're using your own body to switch your nervous system from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic, from being stressed out to being relaxed, just by using the science of your body. So you can stop blaming yourself for not being good enough, or that everybody else seems to be able to meditate and I can't. That your breath, your body itself, is the thing that can help you. And there's such comfort I have found when I talk with clients about that, that there isn't some type of technique that you need to learn. You just have to breathe in the right way to be able to tap into, like you're saying, all the incredible things that our bodies have to give us happiness and joy and peace. Like, it's so much of it just lives inside of us if we just realize and reconnect to our own bodies. We're so disconnected from ourselves, I think, because of the stress that we go under. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I cannot wait to read this book. Tell us the name of the book again.
Sure. It's called The Molecule of More, and it's by Daniel Lieberman and Michael Long, L-O-N-G. And it's available right now on Amazon today. As we're talking, it's the number one new release in neuroscience at Amazon, so it's already pretty successful. And you can find it on the new release hardback table at Barnes & Noble starting August 14th.
How exciting. Well, Mike, thank you so much for today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to reading this book.
My pleasure. I feel better just talking to you. You're good.
All right, my friend, you take care.
Thanks, Eileen.
I'm Eileen Fine, and you have been listening to I Remember, a podcast about the power of reminiscing and mindful moments of connection. To learn more about the power of reminiscing and mindfulness, to help you live your best life, visit us at thetinybalcony.com.